see what's happening, what's going on in Sharkland. This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. The other day someone sent me an email and asked me if Megalodon is still alive because he saw a documentary on Discovery Channel and the show ended in a very ambiguous manner. Well, I have to disappoint, but that thing expired about 2.5 million years ago. But I say it had a good run and lived overall for more than 25 million years. That's actually not too bad. Earliest findings of its teeth go back to about 28 million years. That was in the age of the late Oligocene, and it got extinct again in the Pliocene. So early humans could still have seen Megalodon. Can you imagine being on the shore and see a shark of such proportions? Unbelievable. But some scientists actually do not really agree when it first showed up on the planet, and they believe its origin is more between 16 and 23 million years. 16 million years is an important number because this is when the white sharks sort of started to populate these oceans. I guess every few years some new ideas arise about when did they live, when did they got extinct, and so on. By the way, the word megalodon means large tooth or big tooth, so pretty appropriate concerning the size of it. The guessing is that a fully grown meg was about 15 to 18 meters, which translates to about 50 to 60 feet, with a max weight of about 60 tons. Can we really be for sure? Not really, but it must have been in that range. However, we can be sure, I actually can assume that not all of them grew that large, and I think it's safe bet to conclude that they were between 10 and 12 meters, normally 35, 40 feet, and maybe 30, 40 tons. Even that is incredibly large. But again, who really knows? For a long time, there was a debate about a possible relationship to the white shark, Cacarodon cacaris, and so for a while, Megalodon was called Cacarodon megalodon. So, same genus. But that has been revised and it's currently known as Cacarocles megalodon, so different genus. But I wouldn't hold my breath, chances are that they're going to change that again. And why not? All they have are basically teeth, so who really knows? But there's one thing for sure, megalodon is not the ancestor of the white shark, although sometimes it's called the giant white shark. It's not the case. So they're not really related to each other. I mean, somewhere there is a relationship as much you can relate all sharks together as well, but not a direct relationship. But again, the relationship to these species is not really known. There's a lot of speculation out there. Some people think that Meg was related to Mako sharks, Isurus astalis, but new research showed that Isurus astalis is close related to the white shark, but not so much to Megalodon. Overall, there is a general acceptance that Megalodon belonged to the now extinct family called Odontidae. But again, we have to see. Some scientists now actually feel that even the genus Cacarocles is not correct. And different genera have been mentioned, like Megasalacus, Ododus, or Procacarodon. Well, if I do this postcast for a while longer, I guess we can do an update down the road. So, was Meg the only species in that genus, or are there other ones? Yes, currently we're counting four, but the assumption is that the other three are smaller. And their scientific name, species name, is really a tongue breaker. One is Cacarocles auriculatus, then Augustidens and Chubutensis. Okay, let's go back to more biological stuff, not just paleontology and relationship. White sharks, again, lived next to Megalodon. White sharks were always more cold water species, whereas Meg was a warm water species. But early white sharks go back to about 15, 16 million years, so at that time, Megalodon populated already the ocean. So I think this is pretty safe to say that Megalodon appeared a little earlier than white sharks. So, what do we really know about this super shark? How did it look? Well, no one really knows. Some people think it's just a larger version of a white shark. Others feels that it must have looked like a white whale shark or a basking shark or even like a giant sand tiger. I like the last one quite a bit. So, who really knows? Probably the only thing everybody agrees on is that it was huge. And the food base seems pretty clear as well. It preyed on whales. That's a fact. And also it was one of the largest marine predators. There are still other predators of a similar size because they were, to that time, we had whale-eating whales, like ancient killer whales of the genus Leviathan. It has been mentioned that these ancient killer whales were part of the reason that led to Meg's extinction. So, chances are it is, but again, who really knows? One reason that pops up all the time is that there was a lowering of the sea level with the onset of the Ice Age, taking away nursery grounds for Megalodon. And even for Megalodon, despite that even the pups were pretty large, they were, of course, sharks who were hunting these Megalodon pups. So a safe nursery ground had the same function in general as it has to do. Again, it is has to be safe so the young sharks can start to grow until they can compete with other larger sharks and will not end up being prey of them. Then there was the shift that more whales started to live in colder waters and, of course, that cannot be sustained. And there must have been other things as well. I'm sure that paleontologists will find more reasons why Meg did not make it. Here's a funny fact about Meg's teeth. In the Renaissance, they already digged up some of these teeth and, of course, it was speculated what it could be. And there was the assumption that these teeth were petrified tongues. Tongues, I guess, of dragons and snakes. But then along came a Danish naturalist, Nicolaus Steenser, corrected that one, and around 1840, the Swiss naturalist Louis Agassiz gave it the first scientific name, Cacarodon megalodon. His reasoning behind was that these teeth looked very similar to the ones of the white shark, so why not? The teeth were serrated like you see in the white shark, but of course the jaw width was much larger than a regular white shark. We're talking about 2 meters or around 7 feet. So now I think we discussed some of these features, and I would like to go back to the initial question. What would it take that this shark would still be alive? Well, first of all, it had to vanish from the surface down to a greater depth in order for us not to see it. But with greater depths comes a lot of changes when it comes to the body due to pressure increase. So would this make sense? I don't think so, since this was a very large shark that needed a lot of food, and I highly doubt that this amount would be available in greater depth. Granted, sperm whales go deep as well to hunt, so theoretically, if Megalodon would have started to go after large squids as well, then okay, but then again, it would then compete with sperm whales, and those are not easy to handle either. Of course, the question would be also, why did they were they forced into deeper water? Because they didn't have the whales anymore they could hunt down. So that would have been a very, very important reason that they left surface water. So overall, I don't think so. These magnificent creatures are a thing of the past. But that does not mean that we don't find any other large sharks down there beside the sleeper sharks and megamouths. So chances are they will sooner or later we'll find another one of good size, but not the size of Megalodon. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.